This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Heck can't help himself. His DJ qualities and characteristics, always bouncing all over the place. No wonder his staff is so happy that he talks to me from parking lots, because there's no telling what they're playing on the PA system at the office. Who knows?
They are so
every day is a new journey.
Hey, speaking of which, that's true. Don't Stop Believing actually is an apt theme for pretty much everything that we're doing here, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good stuff happening. They've opened the ramps on Saturday for the CCC Westbound Bridge, and that was great news. And I saw the test of the lights. That was incredible. I mean, that looked awesome. And got a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on. I'll tell you, when I started seeing the images of the lights coming on the bridge, it was extraordinary, because we know that the pain's been worth it, because it's beautiful. I think our predictions about the bridge becoming an instant icon are going to come true. It's just going to be something that you're going to see at the Super Bowl. It's going to become part of postcards. And then with the other things that are going on along the waterfront, the lighting of the renovated Audubon Aquarium, some sculptural pieces that'll be put down at Governor Nick, we're going to be highlighting the waterfront in a way that we really never have in the city and region. So it's pretty thrilling, and that's why we had to play Blinding Lights for you, Newell.
There you go. I connected the dots, Michael. Not often, but I did this time.
that was like the 200 category on Jeopardy, right? And you just me and you are like that. We're like the 200, maybe the 400 category guys. We don't go into the 800 or the 1600s. Like, we leave that to the experts.
Exactly. We know our limitations. That's our biggest strength.
So yeah. Tell us what else.
What else is going on?
Besides the really sexy stuff with the lights going on the bridge and the bridge being reopened again, there's some more pedestrian stuff going on, literally. Sidewalk repairs are going to start happening in August and September in the CBD and in the French Quarter, both regular concrete as well as a specialty. There's power washing that's happening on US 90 to help clean that up. I was just talking to folks at City Hall. They now are moving forward with a contract to, actually, speaking of lights, turn the lights back on at City Hall. Imagine that. And power wash City Hall. And on Poydras Street, I think it's pretty much done. They got to do the middle lane and they get some striping down. But pretty soon you're going to be able to roller skate or skateboard, you know, from the expressway down to the river, without even paying attention. So, it's exciting to see these projects coming to fruition, because it's not only going to make us look better for the Super Bowl, these should be good for the next, the next decade plus.
Yeah, absolutely. Sidewalk repairs, does that include a lot of what's going to happen in the French Quarter? That's part of it as well?
Yeah, so the French Quarter, you've got Dumaine Street is going to get redone from Decatur all the way over to North Rampart. You're going to get some bricks redone on Pirates Alley and Père Antoine from Royal over to Charters. And behind, if you think like behind St. Louis Cathedral, from Pirates Alley to Père Antoine. So all of that stuff, which is not only unsightly, but becomes kind of a tripping hazard, should also be addressed in the French Quarter. We're also moving forward with a $1.7, $1.8 million lighting project in the French Quarter in partnership with FQMD. And then in partnership with the DDD, we have a project I'm really excited about. We're calling it the French Doors Project, where we're going to be taking the 100 blocks, the first blocks from Decatur, Charters, Royal Bourbon, and Dauphine, and putting in new lighting, putting in murals. There's going to be a police substation or a safety station put in one of them. And so the entrance to the French Quarter should be, I don't know what the right word is, Newell, just more normal going forward.
Michael, I know that we've been doing the quality of life sweeps. What's the latest to offer there?
So the quality of life sweeps in the French Quarter are working. They're going to continue on a regular basis. There have been a number of warnings and tickets that are issued generally for things like illegal sale of alcohol, illegal vending, some stuff for wild animals, nothing for anything that has to do with like, bucket drummers. They're just being told just to end at 8 p.m., which is the legal time limit. But they're an issue. When you think about the quality of life sweeps, the multi-agency sweeps, as well as the homeless work, this is stuff that is, it's kind of two steps forward, one step back. You have to keep doing it. And slowly what happens over time is that people change their behaviors. So you're going to begin to see, I think you already are in the French Quarter, that it feels a little bit more normal. You don't see the shot girls. You're seeing fewer of the golf carts. You're seeing fewer illegally parked cars. Now, one of the challenges is that some of that behavior has spilled out now onto Canal Street. So now we have to kind of tamp it out on Canal Street. But there is total commitment from everybody at the city and state level, including Troop NOLA, to keep this up. And again, I was talking to Nate Fields today at a meeting this morning. If you let folks know that certain behaviors like camping out are simply not going to be allowed, they'll change their behavior. It's the permissiveness that leads to bad behaviors, which then encourages other ones, which ultimately lead to bad outcomes. So I think that it's nothing we can ever take our foot off the gas pedal. But if you go and walk around the French Quarter, even this weekend, I think you'll get a different feel than we had a few months ago.
Do you think that there will be the necessity, because let me qualify this, I do, at some point in time where the folks, the multi-agency task force folks, simply tell these repeat offenders, no more. We're done.
Well,
we're going to step it up. I mean, I was talking to some folks the other day. The bucket beaters were out there at 10 o'clock the other night, And, the reality is until someone says, not happening, this is the standard, you're done. You're out. Seize the buckets, do whatever, Talk to the adults sitting on the side over there collecting the money. It's just not happening anymore.
Yeah, the approach I was on a sweep a few weeks ago, and the approach that everybody is taking, led by Captain Roberts in the 8th District and Dr. Avegno in the city, is the first thing that they want to do is just talk to people, talk to store owners, and if there's something they're doing that is not right, I'll give you a simple example that seems harmless, but it can be a nuisance or worse, is all those A-frame signs on the sidewalks. As a store, you're only allowed one. You're not allowed to clutter the sidewalk because It could become a hazard. It can block the way for somebody in a wheelchair, and it's just unsightly. What they're saying to the store owners is, please remove that. If they come back again, then they can get ticketed and get fined. So they're using an escalation strategy, but that is the idea. And actually, I was talking to somebody at the city today about the homeless population, and somebody said, you know, what if we see, you know, a homeless person doing something illegal? And the person from the city said, well, then arrest them. You know, they don't have homes, but they're still citizens and they're still subject to the law, and they can't go around doing things like, you know, like breaking property. That's not tolerated. So I think everybody is recognizing that you have to slowly escalate. You have to do it in a way that's constitutional, but that tough love ultimately leads to better outcomes for everybody.
No, I don't disagree with the approach, you know, of educating folks and everything. I get that. I mean, I just wonder, you know, at some point, the power of the word no is incredible.
and then you back it up with
something, right? Because we can play this cat and mouse game for a long, long time if we so choose. And that's what's happened in the past. We play the cat and mouse game, and then somebody usually rides away in the sunset, and there's no more cat and mouse game. And usually the recalcitrant win, you know. But
let me give you a good example of this, though, because you said ride away, and so you triggered something in me. I find you very triggering, Newell. I need a safe space from you. I need a support bunny around you. So there was, if you remember, for about 3 years, an old school Hummer parked in front of the cigar store at the end of Canal Street. And it was armored and massive, and it had something like skulls or grenades on the side of it. And it was being used as a drug distribution point. I mean, it was a mobile drug distribution point, but it just sat there. It actually sat there for a long time because nobody had the ability to tow it because it was too big for a conventional tow truck. Troop NOLA came in. They brought in one of their state flatbeds and just took it. It's gone.
Yeah.
And ultimately, that's what you have to do. You have to show that there's actually going to be a consequence. One of the things that I've been concerned about, to be honest, Newell, is not what NOPD or LSP are going to do, but what's going to happen with people with these fines get in front of the judiciary? And are they just going to get a slap on the wrist, or are they going to actually have a consequence? And we are reliant upon the judicial system for actually giving a real consequence. Otherwise, it's a revolving door system. And not only does it not change behavior, but imagine how demoralizing that is to a police officer who sees the same person on the street 2 weeks later. So it's a systemic issue. We have to approach it together. But I walked around the quarter, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and maybe I'm seeing it through my, you know, rose-colored Super Bowl glasses, but it already felt much more settled than when I had done the same thing a few months ago.
Well, I've heard that, right? And I would agree with that assessment. I'll be down there this weekend, and I just look forward to trying to see what that feel is about. I've heard it described the same way that you describe. It's interesting, though, what you just pointed out, because if you visit those areas that redefined, re-engineered their approach, and they had to win back a piece of geography that had just become very recalcitrant, people doing what they want, when they want, how they want. What they did on the judicial side of the issue with regulatory and these administrative hearings, or where they decide that that's going to go, they adopted an if X, then Y mentality. If you did this, then this is the punishment. There is no discretion. You take discretion away. And that's when that the power of the word no rises to the forefront, because then everyone recognizes I can't game this system anymore, because that person that's passing judgment on me has no discretion. If I do this, this is what I get. If I do it a second time, then this is what I get. And if I do it a third time, then I'm going to probably experience some shock incarceration, and they're going to make me feel some pain. And, you know, yeah. if you visit areas, that's exactly what they did, because they recognize that you have competing ideologies. I mean, already, what little that we've done, you know, we have the editor of Gambit writing an article being critical of trying to make a difference in the French Quarter, the highest producing per square foot commercial geographic area in the city, and the editor is critical. I mean, it's like, really?
I'm sorry. I've got to make a comment on that. Let me just say a couple of things about that. And I was hoping you wouldn't say it, because now I'm super triggered. Okay.
There you go. Grab your bunny. Grab your bunny.
I need a whole bunny flock, because that article that had the Young Bucket drummers on the cover and basically said that what was going on here was a class and race war was so wrong in fact and tone, because of the people mentioned in the article that were being attacked, tarot card readers, buskers, the unhoused, or bucket drummers, in the first four sweeps, you know how many of those people got tickets or got summonses? You know how many? The grand total?
None.
Exactly. Zero. Right? It was cars towed, it was parking violations, it was alcohol, tobacco violations, illegal vending, it was occupational license violations, and then here's the part that truly is mind-numbing. I mean, I hope you're sitting down, because this is going to make your knees weak. That article that had these second-grader bucket drummers on the cover, it was literally the back-to-school issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it was during the day or during the night, but these kids who are being exploited by adults waiting in cars are certainly not in school, and they're certainly not doing homework. And the idea that somehow this is defending our kids or defending our culture, I find to be condescending and really hard to understand.
That was my reaction, totally. But, you know, what little had been done already, we have those that want to engage in some ideological warfare about fighting for the very success, because we, you know, and I'll be talking to Walt Leger later. In the show, it's amazing how people don't connect the dots that we're in the competition business. We're competing, you know.
I also think you don't compete with tying
both hands behind your back. I mean, you can't compete.
No, and it's also about self-respect. I mean, it's about self-respect of what our real culture is, self-respect about what our streets are, respect for our citizens. And I think that the truth is, Noel, is that the vast majority of citizens, because I give out my email address, and right now anybody that has any complaints or compliments or anything, email superbowl@janoinc.org. The vast majority of our citizens really appreciate what we're doing, and the only ones that come at it are ones who either have, you know, the luxury to, you know, make opinions that don't on issues that don't affect them, or people who are just looking for clicks. But, you know, 98% of reality, you know, knows that taking care of 10 years of deferred maintenance and beautifying and putting up murals and creating a place where people can patronize local stores and restaurants, that's kind of apple pie stuff. Like, we're good with this.
Yeah. You know, those bunnies really do work, because, I mean, that was very measured and on course. And
yeah. No, thank you. No, I came right back down.
Not a lot of breakdown emotionally. It was good. It's perfect. A lot of exciting things happening in Jefferson Parish in Avondale. New company there. Tell us about that, Michael.
Yeah, well, that's going on, particularly on the west bank of Jefferson. A few years ago, working with Jerry Bologna and Jedco on the state, we welcomed Fuji Vegetable Oil, a Japanese company there over on IMTT's property at Avondale. But now they've actually been bought by a new company, Bungie, and they're now going to make it the largest vegetable oil refinery in the country. So this is in the food sector. It's a clean industrial use. It's going to grow the employment opportunities on the West Bank. And I just want to keep saying, amidst this other, and I think this is also a media and kind of privileged phenomenon, this attack on industrial jobs, which I think fundamentally is kind of classist. We need these jobs because these are the jobs that put people in homes and put their kids through school and have done so for generations. I think that all companies should be held to high environmental standards. But the idea that all of our jobs can be in film and, I don't know, tourism, and that's going to take care of everybody and create a diversified, thriving economy is just not accurate. So I'm glad that West Jefferson, the West Bank, continues to get these nice companies coming in and growing.
Yeah, well, because obviously if it's in the industrial sector, it can't possibly be good for the climate, right? I mean, there's just no way, no how. So we just lump it all together and make these generalizations, and we don't do our due diligence.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Bunny, come here.
Ahead, grab,
Bunny, come
gra-
here. Da- Daddy needs you.
Grab your third bunny.
Come here.
Grab your third
bunny.
Come
here, Thumper. I need all of them. Like, the one that really spun my mind was this grain elevator in St. John, in Wallace, which was going to create 300 jobs, average salary $75,000, storing grain, corn, and soy. I had a reporter ask me, Michael, do you really think that grain elevators are an appropriate industrial use on the river? And I said to the reporter, did you know that 90% of all the grain in the country comes through the Mississippi River, and 50% of it through the port of South Louisiana? I mean,
where do people think
that Whole Foods? Yeah, where? That, like, does it come from like the Whole Food unicorn that just like poops out organic, you know, celery, and that's where it comes from? It's
no, Michael. It's in the cloud. Okay, I mean, it's AI.
It's AI. It's AI. I don't want AI in my toothbrush. What's it gonna do to my mouth? Like, heck, what happened to your grill? Oh, I got this new AI toothbrush, and now I've got like Skittles for teeth. What? Call me a Luddite.
On the text line, Newell the Trigger Norman. I like that. Y'all should incorporate it into the intro that plays at the start of each hour. All right, we got to do some business here.
I feel like I'm getting psychologically tased by it.
We got to get to a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Michael Heck and his bunnies, the president and CEO of GNO Inc. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. On the text line, just wanted y'all to know I'm thoroughly enjoying today's show. So informative and giving so much hope to those of us who love our hometown. It's always nice to hear when folks appreciate the information that's being provided. Right, Michael?
Yeah, thanks, Mom, for texting in. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Thank you. It's great.
The fix is in, right?
She's so loyal.
Was she the one that gave you the bunnies?
What? No, the bunnies were given to me by my wife. She's like, you need something.
Jeez, Michael, we have...
The medicines are not working.
We need more.
Yeah,
all right, we have a special guest, Michael.
Yeah, this guy we're coming next. He's like the Tony Stark of Galliano. This is a fascinating individual and leader. He is Joe Ogeron, who's not only our state rep, and he's been a real leader in energy transition, but he's a guy who has a background as a nuclear physicist in the oil and gas industry. Ask him, but I think he worked for M&M Mars for a little while, like developing AI to make us eat more candy. He's one of the most fascinating and talented people in the state and a good friend. But ask him to verify all this stuff.
Have you done your due diligence on Michael there, Rep? Not yet.
I enjoyed the lead up on all everything y'all were talking about, including the bunnies. But that's an introduction to follow.
We are joined by Representative Joe Ogeron, District 54, covers Jefferson Parish and Lafourche Parish, and he was the author of a bill, House Bill number 300, that you will vote on as a constitutional amendment in the fall. So, Rep, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it's going to be the only one that will be on the ballot on November 5th. So I know Louisianians are used to going and seeing a litany of constitutional amendments, but there will only be one, number one for the coast, and it'll be the only one to vote on. And what it does is it basically dedicates any federal revenue that the state of Louisiana will get in the future from energy sources that are derived offshore on the Outer Continental Shelf, on the OCS, whether it be offshore wind, solar, tidal, wave, geothermal, anything other than oil and gas. And the reason is we already have the dedication for oil and gas from a 2006 amendment, so that any revenues from oil and gas get dedicated to the Coastal Protection and Restoration Trust Fund. And this would make all other energy sources from offshore sources or derived sources also go into that. Now, there are some federal changes that need to occur. That's with the two that come to mind in Washington would be Steve Scalise's RISE Act and Senator Cassidy's BREEZE Act, which would hopefully also change the amount of oil and gas revenue that we would get from the federal government. But as we move forward and we start producing these alternative forms of energy offshore and renewable, such as offshore wind, which we already had one lease sale and one company, and then two in state waters. We got two offshore wind projects scheduled for nearshore state waters and one large one offshore. So as those things come to fruition, we would like any revenue that the state gets to be married with the much larger bucket from oil and gas, and all of that go to the Coastal Protection and Restoration Fund in order to support and provide better hurricane resiliency and protection for those communities that are on the coast and obviously support the offshore energy industry.
We're visiting with Representative Joe Ogeron. Joe, is there any opposition out there to this?
There was originally for the third year that I run it, and for the first 2 years, there were a few key legislators in Baton Rouge that basically simply asked, I'm not on the coastal zone. How do I get my piece of this? And I was, belligerent. I was determined to make it, just like the oil and gas, be a 100% dedication. I had former legislators come to me and say, Joe, I'm just telling you, 85% of something is better than 100% of nothing. But I held my ground, and third year, it actually finally passed through persistence, and now it's on the ballot on November 5th for the people of Louisiana to vote on. So I would say the only it was really just how does other parts of the state get it, but that was the opposition. So now I'm actually going to do some radio shows in North Louisiana and hope to be able to convince them to get their vote to support our working coast here in Louisiana for the betterment of all of Louisiana and some of North Louisiana as well. Some of the industries up there could benefit as well from continuing to preserve our working coast.
And I don't mean this as a criticism of these folks, but it's amazing sometimes how we're not connecting the dots, right, as to what the implications are to them. They feel so far removed, but if they reflect for a moment, those degrees of separation are not that great. And, you know, especially when you're talking about economic impact, and if you're a one-off parish of the coast, you can be, if you want to be a coastal parish, you can be a coastal parish if you don't pay attention to what's happening.
In time, it'll happen. Right. You know, if we don't restore the coast, we'll retreat to a higher ground for sure. Look, Michael had talked earlier about all the industries along the river. Like the Fuji, now Bungie, the vegetable oil factory, and they all of these, Dow, BASS, Marathon Refining, they all require a certain amount of renewable energy in order to be globally competitive. People ask, you know, why we want to do solar, why we want to do offshore wind in Louisiana. We already have the lowest wholesale electrical prices. And why do we need that? Well, it's not the people in the neighborhoods, you know, your tree hugger neighbor who wants to put a sign that says my house is powered with offshore wind, asterisk, and I pay three times more than my neighbors. But it's really those global companies along the river, the high temperature industrial manufacturing and petrochemical refineries that make, like BASF, we don't make things, we make things better, because they make the precursors to so many products. And as those products move through the global market, some places like the European Union have kind of like a carbon tax. They look at a product coming in, and if the precursor components that go into that product were not made with a certain fraction of renewable energy, they get taxed. So all of these companies up and down the river that produce all the weird chemicals that go into the plastics and everything else, they're actually demanding that, come on, Entergy, you're giving us like 4% or 6% renewables here, but to be globally competitive, we need 8 and 10 and 12. So it's not for the residential side of things. It's for Louisiana's industrial manufacturing that we really, really need to increase our component of renewable energy. And as that happens, some of it has to be done offshore, it's believed. So therefore, they should support the coastal communities.
Is there going to be a concerted effort, meaning an organized effort, and money spent to support this constitutional amendment?
I think there might be. I mean, I have a small group of people that are working with me to get the vote out and get the word out. We're working with various chambers of commerce and various other radio stations and media, and we're going to get the word out how it benefits all of Louisiana in order to pass this constitutional amendment. So we have a little bit of an effort going forward right now.
And Rep, Mike? Yeah, we're going to activate the full, all the economic development organizations around the state as well. We've got a coalition called REAL, Regional Economic Development Alliance. And so, yeah, we're going to put a big statewide push on this.
I got to give it up. GNO Inc. is one of those partners. So thank you, Michael, and thanks to everybody on your team who helps get the word out.
Well, it's incredibly important. We have to keep a revenue source there, right, for the long term. because these projects, they're so varied, they're so difficult, and they're never going to go away, right? I mean,
no, right. You know,
it's a battle that we will be.
We're never going to have a victory at last type of thing with coastal restoration. It'll be a continuous battle, but we are worried about the money that we've been using in CPRA's trust fund that comes from the BP oil spill Deepwater Horizon fines. Those will run out in 2031. That's the last year that we're going to get fines from that incident. So we don't want another incident. We don't want to fund it that way. But we do want to find, like this particular constitutional amendment and changing Gold Mesa to get more than 37.5% of what Louisiana could get. I mean, other states, whenever they drill on federal lands, they get 50%. So we're trying to move up the percentage in Gold Mesa, as well as remove the cap, so that come 2032 we have better streams of funding in order to fund our coastal restoration efforts, our master plan, per se.
All righty. Representative Joe Ogeron, thank you so much for joining us. We have to get to a break. Folks, I wanted to announce there was supposed to be a town hall meeting scheduled for tonight with Senator Cameron Henry, Representative Lori Schlegel, and Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. It has been postponed due to the flash flood advisory in our area throughout this evening. So just wanted to let folks know that, and we'll make that announcement a couple of more times throughout the rest of this show. We'll be right back with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us, folks. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. On the text line, if the trigger has an emotional support bunny, I'm betting it's that rabbit in Monty Python in the Holy Grail, otherwise known as the killer rabbit of Carbonog. Do you remember that?
I don't, but if we're being tied to a Monty Python film or quote, I'm there. That's fantastic.
I'm okay with that.
I love that. Absolutely, man. I mean, sometimes it does feel like we're living the life of Brian or something here. Looking for the Holy Grail.
You think?
My God.
For sure.
Well, look,
Michael,
everybody's been a good sport. Well, final thoughts. On just a more somber note, I just wanted to recognize the passing of Sybil Morial, who's, both the wife and the mother of some of our most important mayors who just passed. She was just a giant in New Orleans history. And I think the quote that I read from Silas Lee was the best one, where he said that she had the elegance of a queen and the spirit of a warrior. And so I just wanted to take
so
a moment
well
and recognize her passing and thank her.
Yeah, absolutely. I did so earlier, but I did not say it as well as Silas Lee, for sure. That is very appropriate. So Michael, first opening game Sunday, you going?
What, actually, I am not going because we're going to be out of town for this game, unfortunately. But I'm excited. I was reading a piece on Taysom Hill the other day. Do you know what his maximum projected, they won't let him do it, but his maximum projected squat is? I mean, for you, this might not be that impressive, but you know what the number is?
I can do 2 wine bottles. That's about it.
Okay. Well,
no,
he can do however many wine bottles add up to 750 pounds. Like, I mean, he's getting better, and he's like 34. He's almost our age. I mean, it's really, I think we're going to have a fun season. I went to the last preseason game. I liked what we saw. I think we're going to have a much more creative offense. I'm still trying to figure out what that whole kickoff thing is about. But I guess everybody else is
you
too.
And me both.
I'm
not sure.
Like, I think it kind of looks like they're playing steal the bacon in like third grade, right? Or like dodgeball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd like to get the true reaction of the players as to what they think about you know, that after a couple of beers, you know. It's like, what do you really think about what's going on there?
Did the Saints end up keeping that Irish kid on the roster?
No, I think
on the practice squad.
Maybe an 80-yard field goal. Yeah,
I think so.
I may stand corrected, but I believe so. There's been so many moves, I can't even keep up with them any longer. But, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today and spending this time with us. We know you're busy. We appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Noel. I'm going back to the bunny.
There you go. Michael Heck and his bunnies, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. on the text line. If the trigger has an emotional support bunny, I'm betting it's that rabbit in Monty Python in the Holy Grail, otherwise known as the killer rabbit of Kerbenog. Do you remember that? Do you remember
that? I don't, but if we're being tied to a Monty Python film or quote, I'm there. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I love that. Absolutely, man. I mean, sometimes it does feel like we're living the life of Brian or something here. Looking for the Holy Grail.
You think?
My God.
For sure.
Well, look,
Michael,
everybody's been a good sport. Well, final thoughts. On just a more somber note, I just wanted to recognize the passing of Sybil Morial, who is, you know, yes, both the wife and the mother of some of our most important mayors who just passed. She was just a giant in New Orleans history. And I think the quote that I read from Silas Lee was the best one, where he said that she had the elegance of a queen and the spirit of a warrior. And so I just wanted to take a moment and recognize her passing and thank her.
Yeah, absolutely. I did so earlier, but I did not say it as well as Silas Lee, for sure. That was very appropriate. So, Michael, first opening game Sunday. You going?
What, actually, I am not going because we're going to be out of town for this game, unfortunately, but I'm excited. I was reading a piece on Taysom Hill the other day. Do you know what his maximum projected, they won't let him do it, but his maximum projected squat is? I mean, for you, this might not be that impressive, but you know what the number is?
I can do 2 wine bottles. That's about it.
Okay. Well, no, he can do however many wine bottles add up to 750 pounds. Like, I mean, he's getting better, and he's like 34. He's almost our age. I mean, it's really, I think we're going to have a fun season. I went to the last preseason game. I liked what we saw. I think we're going to have a much more creative offense. I'm still trying to figure out what that whole kickoff thing is about. But I guess everybody else is
you
too.
And me both.
I'm
not sure.
Like, I think it kind of looks like they're playing steal the bacon in like third grade, right? Or like dodgeball. Yeah. I don't know.
I'd like to get the true reaction of the players as to what they think about, you know, that after a couple of beers, you know. It's like, what do you really think about what's going on there?
Did the Saints end up keeping that Irish kid on the roster?
No, I think
on the practice squad. That's too bad.
Maybe an 80-yard field goal. I think so. I may stand corrected, but I believe so. There's been so many moves, I can't even keep up with them any longer. But, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today and spending this time with us. We know you're busy. We appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Noel. I'm going back to the bunny.
There you go. Michael Heck and his bunnies, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.